Stop making friendships a residual benefactor. It's bad for your health. Several months ago, I found myself in a funk. I now live in San Francisco, and whenever someone asked, "How are you?" my reply was the standard Silicon Valley yuppie salute, "Good. Super busy." Yet this wasn't exactly true. I wasn't good. To put things in perspective, I wasn't bad, either. Things were fine. By all measures, more than fine. I had a healthy family, a growing business, and interesting clients to work with. I'd recently published a book that became a Wall Street Journal bestseller, and if my social media stats were to be believed, I had plenty of friends and followers. And yet, the funk. I soon identified the problem. The more professional opportunities came my way, the more time I spent away from my real-life friends, the people I truly cared about. As an undergraduate, I first heard the term residual benefactor in an economics class. A residual benefactor is the chump who gets whatever is left over when a company is liquidated, typically, not much. When we're not careful, the people we care about often become residual benefactors. We leave them for last, giving them whatever bits of time are left over after we've attended to everything else. Recent studies have shown a dearth of social interaction with people you care about and who care about you not only leads to loneliness, but is also linked to a range of harmful physical effects. In other words, a lack of close friendships may be hazardous to your health. Dying for friends. A 2010 meta-analysis reviewed 148 studies involving over 300,000 participants and concluded that having weak social ties was as harmful to health as being an alcoholic and twice as harmful as obesity. Julianne Holt-Lunstad, co-author of the analysis, told Reuters, "A lack of social relationships was equivalent to smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day." A more recent study, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, found a biological response to loneliness that triggers disease. According to the researchers, social isolation sets off a cellular chain reaction that increases inflammation and suppresses the body's immune response. Perhaps the most compelling evidence that friendships affect longevity comes from the ongoing Harvard study of adult development. Since 1938, researchers have been following 724 men, tracking their physical health as well as social habits. Robert Waldinger, the study's current director, said in his recent TED Talk, "The clearest message that we get from this 75-year study is this: good relationships keep us happier and healthier. Period." Socially disconnected people are, according to Waldinger, less happy, their health declines earlier in midlife, their brain functioning declines sooner, and they live shorter lives than people who are not lonely. Lest we think having 500 Facebook friends might offer some protection, Waldinger warns, it's not just the number of friends you have, it's the quality of your close relationships that matters. So what makes for a quality friendship? William Rollins, a professor of interpersonal communications at Ohio University who studies the way people interact over the course of their lives, told The Atlantic that satisfying friendships need three things: somebody to talk to, someone to depend on, and someone to enjoy. Finding someone to talk to, depend on, and enjoy comes naturally when we're young. In college, for example, we build strong bonds when nearly everyone around us is also searching for connection. But as we grow into adulthood, the model for how to maintain our friendships isn't clear. We graduate and go our separate ways, pursuing careers and starting lives miles apart from our best friends. Suddenly, work obligations and ambitions trump buddies and brewskis. It becomes impossible to be spontaneous without planning for weeks, if not months, in advance. Once children enter the picture, exhilarating nights on the town become exhausted nights on the couch. The solution: if the food of friendship is time together, how do we make the time to ensure we're all fed? My friends and I have recently come across a way to keep each other close. It fits into our lifestyles despite busy schedules and a surfeit of children. We call it the kibbutz. In Hebrew, the word means gathering. And for our gathering, four couples, kids included, meet every 2 weeks to talk about one question, sort of like an interactive TED Talk over a picnic lunch. The question might range from a deep inquiry, like what's one thing your parents taught you that you want to pass on to your children? To a lighter, more practical question, like how do you disconnect from your iPhone on weekends? Committing to my kibbutz has had the biggest impact on my happiness over the past year. Want to try this but aren't sure who to invite to your kibbutz? Shasta Nelson says the best starting point for adult friendships is your existing containers. Containers are recurring activities in your life, work, associations, book clubs, classes. The most common container for new adult friendships tends to be work. The problem is that many of us never move those friendships outside of the work container, and when we leave a job, we inadvertently also leave those friendships. Nelson recommends being intentional in building friendships outside of your existing containers. Invite someone out for happy hour after work. Make plans to meet up on the weekend. She says, the idea is to practice doing other stuff together, and glue more pieces of your lives to each other. If you find that enjoy spending time with someone outside of the container, you might have the founding member of your own kibbutz. Forget diets and the latest workout routines. The best medicine may be to gather your favorite people around a table and make a toast to friendship and your health. Nir Eyal is the author of Hooked, How to Build Habit-Forming Products and blogs about the psychology of products at nirandfar.com. For more insights on changing behavior, join his free newsletter and receive a free workbook. Join Nir at the next Habit Summit.